This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's out there in California, and we do feel sorry for him because I would have been out of there long ago. All right, here he is, Kyle Warren, and there they are, on the porch, yep, 75 degrees and cloudy outside, but it's still a nice night, and they're having a good time. Now, that may be some of the college crowd that's up there tonight getting ready for the games tomorrow. I actually am going to go watch the game tomorrow at one of our local establishments, and you'll get a kick out of this. Guess where I'm going to be tomorrow?
Where's that?
Hooters.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
Yep. Going to be over there at Hooters, and everybody knows about Hooters in Florida and probably around the country, too. But our good friend, our news director, Roger P. Shulman, invited me to come over there. We're going to have a football watching party.
All right. Sounds like fun.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we move on, the Dems are in turmoil. The socialist spending bill fiasco, a setback for Pelosi, a big win for the far-left Enoch cartel, I guess I will start calling them that, along with this Jay Appel woman who is nothing more than a communist. And when I hear her talk and I hear her render her opinions out there, she's nothing more than a communist.
Well, you know, Captain, they certainly do wish to bring in more and more government entitlements, government control, so forth. They seem to be just willing more than ever to just trash the traditional American system in favor of something else. They don't want the American system. They want something more akin to, I hate to say, authoritarianism. You know, to all the talk of, well, it's, everything's going to be better. We're gonna finally do socialism and communism right. No, it's not. That's not going to happen. They continue to make these demands. But also, Captain, as you talked about the Democrats being in turmoil, of course they are. They can't get this thing passed. They can't actually do legislation. And the reason being is because representatives, like you were just mentioning, they're an all or nothing. This is going to be our way. And if you're in our way, you become public enemy number one. That's the new reality that we're seeing.
Well, there's another reason I'm surprised you didn't mention it, but I'll mention it right now. How long have we been giving out the phone number for the members of Congress?
Oh, for a long time, yeah.
Ever since the show started.
Yep.
And I've been giving the number out a lot. So people got on the phone this week, and they called the representatives, and they said, don't you dare vote for this thing. If you do, you're history.
Well, of course, yeah, I think that is a major component. And at the same time, again, you've got these people like the Squad and so forth that got elected. They are not there to do legislative business. They're not there to do horse trading. They're not there to do politics. They're not there to, you know, be part of the circle or the continuum or whatever it is. They are there to supplant the traditional American form of government. They want to do something different. It's just that simple.
And Bill Maher last night on his program actually came out and tried to explain why Democrats were attacking the likes of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And he actually agreed with Manchin and Sinema that we couldn't afford this. And then he took another shot at the AOCs of the world, if you will. And it's kind of funny watching Maher do this.
Well, of course, yeah, because, again, he's talking about the idea that they're not progressive enough. Manchin, Sinema, for example. And Joe Manchin, Senator Manchin himself said, well, if you want more liberals like this, go out and elect more liberals. But, again, it points at this idea that they're not there to do regular business. They are there to foist this thing upon people. And Joe Manchin and Sinema and even Bill Maher, they're all saying, look, this is just not working. And that's, finally, Captain, a little bit of common sense, especially coming from the left side of the aisle.
Well, Senator Marsha Blackburn hit the nail right on the head. She said Americans are now saying stop it, and they don't want the Dems' socialist agenda. And they are saying that loud and clear, and I do believe that some of the Dems are getting the message.
Yes, I certainly hope so, because, again, even with the 2020 election, Captain, it wasn't about let's go for socialism.
Oh, no.
People really actually wanted a little bit more moderation. I think that was one of the underlying factors here. And what they're seeing is they're not seeing moderation. They're not seeing, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They're seeing it's going to be all or nothing. It's our way or the highway, and we will crush you in some weird woke fashion if we can't get our way. And thankfully, we're seeing them stand up.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, a lot more to talk about here. We're going to get into some items here that you may or may not be aware of. We first told you yesterday about the domestic flights and what would have to happen there sooner rather than later. We'll get into all that, plus the border. Wow. Wait till you hear this next one coming up. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, dot com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that number reflects not only the terrestrial radio stations we're on, but also the internet, the streaming, the satellite, and the different ways that people get us, and it's really pretty neat to sit there and watch all these people listening to us in India and in Germany and around the world to see all the different little IP addresses that are there. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. MyPillow.com is the website. All you got to do is go over there. You'll see all kinds of products over there, and it says such and such a price with the promo code. Okay, the promo code, the only promo code you need to know, is the word Captain. Captain, that gets you the reduced prices on anything that you see on the MyPillow.com website. Now, they have a special section there, too, the Radio Listener Specials page. It's a like a box link, and you click on it, and it takes you to a page, and there's about two dozen items that are on there, and you will see just some insanely low prices on some of the things there. And again, all you have to do is enter the promo code Captain. Now, if you want to talk to them, they have a phone number, 800-641-5459. The number, 800-641-5459. You can call them. You can place an order that way. Ask them any questions you want, whatever. But remember, they're going to ask you for a promo code. That promo code is Captain. So there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, looking at a couple of things here, the poll that was done asking the question about can a country stand together, or should we divide the country, et cetera, and all that. And one of the questions was, of course, about, dividing the country. How would you split it up? Well, 40% of the Democrats, Biden voters, said that they want the country split from the rest of the country. They want the Dems that all are like-minded to go one way and everybody else go the other. And half of the Trump voters said that it's time to split the country.
Well, obviously, Captain, it's number one, a very sad kind of thing to hear.
But I'm not surprised.
No, it's not surprising, but it is sad. But it also, I think, points up the idea again that the extremism of the idea that you simply can't live together, you can't agree to disagree on certain things, is just gone wild. Ever since our country was formed, there's always been this notion one day it's just going to be all too much. But unfortunately, we have forces that are exacerbating this. They are happy, more than happy, to have people at each other's throats, whether it be about masks or COVID or taxation. Tax the rich. They're not paying their fair share. I wonder how much money does my neighbor make, and are they paying their fair share? This kind of stuff. It goes on and on and on. And in reality, though, again, you have people like the Squad, and we're picking on them again tonight. But yes, the people like that, they have this notion that they need to change the way the country even operates. They need to have a very strong centralized command over you. And that's not the American way. And I will say this, Captain, if we were to try to somehow, if you could put all the liberals in one place and all the conservatives in another place, I would perchance to think that the conservatives would actually maybe have a better economy and these kinds of things, because everybody else would be going, where's my entitlement? And I think it would be pretty telling.
Well, if it's more than $600, they're going to be reporting it to the IRS, because the IRS is going to keep track of this money, because they're going to start tightening up and start charging some taxes based on the money they see floating back and forth in and out of an account, unless you got some sort of receipt, which means more and more people are going to have to start carrying keeping receipts to get their deductions, right?
Well, yeah, what we're hearing is that what the Biden people want to do is they do definitely want to monitor the inflow and outflow of your account. So, for example, if you were to sell some stuff and you get Venmo'd that money or whatever, then that would likely begin to start showing up. So it would no longer become sort of incidental in that sense. It wouldn't be your W-2 form. How much money did you make? But see, this is how they're going to go find a lot of money to put into their own coffers. Because remember, all this costs $0 is just shenanigans. It's not real. It's
and
a
that's
lie.
And that's a bill that they're actually proposing to put through.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.
So talk about government oversight and Big Brother watching your every single move. It's going to get really, really tight. You'll see.
Right. And there's another bill that we should talk about real quick. It's going to require domestic flyers to provide proof of their COVID-19 vaccination, which means a vaccine passport, and or if they haven't, then they're going to have to get a test before they get on the plane.
Well, that's exactly right. So we again continue to diminish the number of people who can move around, this kind of thing. But the vaccine passport, as you just mentioned, that's obviously where this is going. But we all understand about the pandemic. We understand about the real virus. We get it all. We all get that. But the ramifications are that if you need to have a passport for this particular thing, well, how about a passport for something else? How about, your social media passport? We're going to check your social media before you are able to travel and make sure that you're not some kind of wacko or something, or you have differing viewpoints from the administration. In other words, the question is, where does it end? And what other medical information do people need to know about you for public safety, quote-unquote?
Yeah, and we also know that 53,000 Afghan evacuees are now living on 8 military bases in the U.S., with 14,000 more expected soon. But we also are aware of the fact that it looks like as if there could be as many as 250 to 400,000 people outside the United States that are starting to make moves that would put them on the Mexican border between now and the end of the year.
Right, and if that's not a crisis, Captain, then we just need to abandon the use of the term crisis for anything. This is exactly what it is, and Joe Biden, hopefully he knows it, hopefully he understands it, I'm sure the people around him do. We know that Kamala Harris would certainly be able to understand this and see it clearly, but they don't care. This is all part of that structure of let's overwhelm things, let's bring in so many people. And hide behind the notion of everybody come to America. That's always been the case, but the way that they are doing and allowing it, they know that it's destructive. Because, first of all, where are people going to get jobs? Where are they going to get education? Where are they going to get health care? Oh, I forgot. That's free. It's all free.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's not forget China in the mix here. Did you hear what they said yesterday about Australia?
What was that?
If Australia can have highly enriched uranium, then why can't Iran? Why can't North Korea?
Well, see, here's the thing. The Chinese should understand, the Chinese Communist government even should understand that answer is obvious. Why North Korea can't have enriched uranium, why Iran can't have enriched uranium, I think is pretty obvious. Only because Iran has made it absolutely clear what they want to do. Now, and it's not about making electricity to make toast. It's about creating weapons that they would use against Israel. North Korea, of course, is, along the same kinds of lines.
And, the restaurants in New York City were just starting to recover from all of the mess that they had to go through with COVID. And now, suddenly, business is way down again, 40 to 60%, because of the vaccine mandate.
Well, again, that's right. It's hard enough already for the restaurateurs in any different part of the country, I would think, to be able to get back on their feet and make a real living and be able to hire people and so forth and get people that want to come out and do a job. And that's why I've always said, Captain, and been saying very recently here as well, look, these people showed up for work. When you go out to eat, make sure you give them a good tip. Be nice to them. Be patient with them because they're coming in to do a job. They need to be rewarded for that. That's for sure. But it's hard out there.
Yeah, but remember, most of them are now getting paid $15 an hour to wait tables.
Well, true, but at least they're there and they're not sitting home.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, and when we come back, a little bit of chat about Afghanistan. Also, the White House economic advisor. Some things that he said yesterday, and more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the Founding Fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with congressional Democrats on Friday as they tried to come to an agreement on two different bills. After the meeting, the president said the timeline of getting the bills done isn't important.
You're not the party. 50-50. I got it.
Progressive Caucus Leader Pramila Jayapal spoke about the meeting.
The president said we're going to get both bills done, and in order to get the bills done, we have to get this agreement on the reconciliation.
The larger infrastructure plan is what moderate Democrats are objecting to. She indicated the $3.5 trillion plan would have to be trimmed to get the deal done. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has denied a request by New York City teachers challenging a mandate that all public school staff must be vaccinated against COVID-19. She declined to refer the case to the full U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Ron Edwards. And guess what? He's got a little something he wants to tell you about. So let's get him going here.
Constitutional Grounds. The hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your
cup. You betcha. By the way, Kyle, have you tried that yet?
I haven't had the opportunity yet, but I know that if I put in RE20, I'm going to get 20% off.
At theronedwards.com.
That's right.
Yeah, so go over there and check it out. I've got some, well, let's see here. Hold on a minute. Here it is. Oh, that's good stuff. Yep, I just had mine.
Good, very cool.
All right, now, I've never before seen body cam of video footage showed a very distraught Gabby Petito saying that her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, hit her during a physical altercation in that traffic stop there in Utah.
Yes, and, you know, the initial body cam footage that came out was disturbing in and of itself, obviously, to see just how upset she was and so forth. But to hear this and to see this now is also, again, devastating. And, Captain, they've got to find this guy. There's just no doubt about it. He's out there somewhere, and there's been a couple of tips, I think, but somebody somewhere is going to recognize him. And, again, he may have changed his appearance somewhat, but hopefully we're gonna hear good news about this real soon.
And Dog the Bounty Hunter located a camp campground site where he had been with the parents, apparently, after he got back from Gabby's disappearance. And then they left him behind, and then they apparently found another camping area where they were trying to get DNA to see what the deal was on another island, where the only way he could get to there was by boat. Now there's a roundabout story saying that he may actually be traveling by boat. He may be hop-skipping around these little islands we got out there in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep. And again, but disturbing to hear in this video Gabby Petito saying what she was saying about him hitting her. And
yeah, any man that hits a woman for any reason, I don't care what it is. I mean, I just don't agree with it. I don't. Sorry.
Well,
walk away. Walk away.
Of course not. And by the way, there are people out there who will help you if that is the case.
That's right.
That's right. So turn to somebody, and you will get help.
Now, Congressman Mike Gallagher talked about the Kabul evacuation, and he said if that's a success, then what the hell does a failure look like? Obviously, they want to have a full-scale investigation, which they need to have on this, and find out why things happened the way they did. Again, General Milley, General McKenzie, Secretary of Defense Austin, there's just too much nonsense that went on here that shouldn't have.
Well, of course. And, you know, I appreciate this quote very well. If that's success, then what does failure look like? Well, of course, Captain, remember, the Biden administration, the Biden team, they're all above reproach. Because remember, the adults are back in charge now. So how is it possible that Joe Biden and all of the adults in the room now have you know, precipitated this horrible debacle? It's just not possible for them to acknowledge that. But by not acknowledging it, they have demonstrated to the American people that they are not quality leaders. That's just that simple.
Did you hear about the Inspector General and the audit that he had finding widespread problems with the FBI's FISA applications?
Very interesting. I heard a little bit about that, yes. Well, I can imagine, too, because this is what we've gone through for so long, especially back with the FBI investigation of Trump and so forth, and who approved the FISA applications and in order to spy on a presidential campaign.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of that, rejecting the recommendation of prosecutors, a federal judge sentenced a January 6th rioter to probation on Friday. Now, he also suggested that the Justice Department was being too hard on those who broke into the Capitol compared with the handling of those arrested during the anti-racism protests and riots following George Floyd's murder, and I would have to agree with that one.
Well, because, of course, the narrative is that anybody involved in January the 6th, and again, it was wrong to go into the Capitol building, there's no doubt about that, but yet somehow that has been it's been fixated on in the media in a much different way, because they want the narrative that there was a massive insurrection, that somehow they were going to take over the Capitol and then begin calling the shots and everybody would have to start doing what they said. Again, that being said, they should not have gone in the Capitol on January 6th as they did. But the disparity between people who actually set cities on fire and all this other stuff, you know, is striking. And the American people want, at the very least, they want some kind of parity with how these prosecutions go and the punishments.
Yeah. And again, we talked about this in the first hour, but we're going to revisit it here for just a second. The White House economic advisor said higher inflation is likely to stick around longer through the end of 2022. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I believe the Democrats are going to be swept out of control of the House of Representatives and the Senate come 2022. And I believe they know it. And if this happens, Kyle, if inflation is still there, still running rampant and running wild, this is going to cement my case.
Well, I think you're right. You know, and how much higher can gas and groceries go before it is a tipping point and people say, what is going
much
on?
Much higher.
Yeah, much higher. And that's the problem. And people's incomes are not going to, you know, by percentage
yeah.
grow at the same time. They're going to be hurting, Captain.
Yeah, now listen to this. Here's the latest oil, crude oil and West Texas oil. I got it right now. And we have West Texas oil, 75.03. It's only up 20 cents a barrel, but it's up. Brent crude did drop 12 cents a barrel. It's 78.52. Futures are sitting at $86 a barrel. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Gasoline at the refinery is now $2.25 a gallon. Okay, that's what the tax is paid at the refinery, not anywhere else. And then diesel at the refinery is $2.34 a gallon. That's all. Both of those are up, way up.
Well, exactly, yes.
All right. Let's go to the phone line and hear what Mary has to say. Okay, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I wanted to ask Mr. Kyle about the cargo ship sitting off the coast of California. I think there's between, 65 to 85 of them.
There's over 80.
Well, why are they just sitting there? What is the reason for that?
I'd be happy to tell you. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Okay, Kyle, do you know the reason? I do.
Well, I know that it also involves the fact that you've got a lot of cranes and so forth that aren't operating, for one thing. And I saw a story the other night, truckers waiting 12, 13 hours,
yeah.
but then they don't even get a load to take out.
Those are customs bonded cargo ships from point A to point B. Not a point C, not a point D, not a point E. They have to go from wherever they're coming from to the port of Los Angeles, which is where they're going. They can go no other place, which is why they have to sit where they're sitting. Otherwise, they would have to take their cargoes all the way back and do the paperwork all over again.
Well, exactly. And there also, again, just the lack of resources, from what we understand as well, that caused a lot of the bottleneck.
Yeah.
And the person who's... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
But in the meantime... Companies like Target, companies like Walmart, companies like Costco are renting, leasing their own ships, container ships, to pick up the containers of things that they need, and they're going to bring them into the Gulf of Mexico, to the ports in the Gulf of Mexico, to offload them instead of sending them over there where they would normally have to go. So how do you like that?
Well, right, exactly. And when you hear the person in charge of the Port of Long Beach basically say this is going to take a long time into next year sometime, that doesn't bode well at all.
Yeah. All right. Hold the thought, Kyle. And by the way, good morning, Eric. Eric is saying that he's starting their Christmas shopping this week because of all this stuff. And you are absolutely right, Eric. Now's the time to do it while you can get the product. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, thank you very much, Don and Donna. We appreciate you doing that for us. And before we get cranked up and ready to go with some music, and boy, we're going to rock the house here in a minute. We got Kyle Warren on the other line there, too. We want to mention that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by. Become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll find out why. It's a great way to save money and be able to get something back for being out there in the road, too. All right, here we go. A little AC/DC. Going to get it going, and away we go.
Yeah.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. I'll tell you what, that was a concert at the River Platte back in December of 2009. There were 10,000 people watching AC/DC.
Wow.
10,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something? All righty. All righty. Well, and I guess we got the peanut gallery going nuts here. Okay. We're going to take a look here real quick. We do have some weather developing over the weekend. It's not going to be much of anything. There's going to be more concern for Sam with the big waves along the East Coast. So, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're still looking at this dense fog advisory. This is along the 101 freeway. This is north of Los Angeles. Now it's north of Santa Barbara up through Lompoc, up through about Cambria in that zone in Southern California. So be careful if you're driving there. We do have an air quality alert in most of Central California right now, but otherwise a pretty quiet map, but still some cool temperatures. For example, right now in Idaho Falls, where we've seen those freeze and frost advisories, it's 39 degrees. And, of course, as we move through the weekend, you're looking more like 70s during the daytime. Right now, 53 in Salt Lake City and 47 degrees in Missoula in the overnight. But, of course, over, for example, in Great Falls, Montana, 43 degrees there. Portland looking at 52. Palm Springs, the middle of the night, at 73 degrees. Will be in the high 90s over the weekend, Captain.
All righty. Well, we've got some fog up here around Duluth, Minnesota tonight. A little bit of fog in the upper peninsula of Michigan up above Wisconsin. We got a little bit of rain and some flooding going on there around Plainview, Texas. We've got fog down along the Gulf from Houston south, patchy all the way down to the border, and got a little bit of fog activity. New Orleans over across right there in the Gulf, not very much so. And then we've got these high waves and rip currents that'll be in effect today from North Carolina all the way up to Cape Cod as Sam comes up the ocean side there. And it's a pretty intense storm. And I got to mention right now about Sam because I'm going to look and see what's going on here. 140-mile-an-hour winds, still barometric pressure, 945, still very, very, very threatening to maritime ships out there, I'm sure. Probably got 35, 40-foot waves out there with this. And then the other one, Victor, which is now a 60-mile-an-hour tropical storm, is moving straight north, so it's not affecting land anywhere, and it probably won't. So that's what we got right now. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have a good weekend. All righty, and that was Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and now we go right over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We don't have any clue how many people are coming our way, and I heard somebody last night, matter of fact, I heard somebody say it could be as many as 400,000 people between now and the end of the year sneaking up through trying to get into this country.
That's a fact.
So what do you think? Because I hear all kinds of different numbers. Are we going to take the worst scenario, or are we going to sit there and say, well, it's only going to be 100,000?
Well, I think you have to be prepared for what is mobilizing. I mean, I'm not convinced that we have people in these countries that are looking at these NGOs that are helping to fund these migrants coming up through Mexico from other countries. We should have them. The other thing is that, as I mentioned yesterday, you've got Mayorkas, you've got Blinken, and our Attorney General, Garland, that are going to Mexico on October the 8th to have a confab, allegedly to just talk about crime, but crime is one of those root causes, you know, that causes migration, and Kamala Harris is not going. So they're going to be talking about immigration. Now, the appeals court ruled that Title 42 is in fact a valid, which happened under Trump, it is a valid reason for deportation.
Yep.
So with that, this administration ought to be deporting as fast as they can possibly load up planes and deport these people. The question is, are we doing that? I would say the answer to that is no.
Right.
So is it going to be 400,000? Or by the end of the Biden administration, will it be 20 million? We don't know.
Yep, you're right. And the other thing is that with what we've got going on right now, we also heard some reports yesterday about the Sinaloa cartel being involved in all of this. And basically, we were seeing people from Plan A switching over to Plan B, and that's a lot of what was going on right now.
Well, I mean, the cartels have been very much involved in all of this. They get paid an awful lot of money to move these people. And if they can't pay it all, then they have to go to work for them.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCove.com. After we take a break and the top of the hour news and all that good stuff, don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.